Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So as we continue through Romans 8, we get to this point where Paul is describing two different kinds of people. He's describing those who are living their lives according to the flesh, and then those who are living their lives according to the Spirit. And so let's break these down. Let's talk about who these different people are. So at the very beginning of verse 5, knowing the context in which we have already talked about in the previous episodes leading up to verse 5, how there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, those, says in verse 3, for God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. So sin was condemned in the flesh so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. And this is right before verse 5, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So when we think about the context and what we are talking about now in verses 5 and 6, we got to have all of this in mind. We can't just take 5 and 6 by themselves without what Paul has already said behind them in the first 4 verses. So Paul's saying, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. It seems a little redundant, doesn't it? That Paul would be talking about those who live according to the flesh think about the flesh, and that those who think about the flesh live out the flesh. I mean, it seems sort of redundant what Paul is saying. But there's a point in why Paul is saying this. He is shedding light on the fact that people's actions are revealing who they actually are on the inside. Isn't that right? Jesus even says in the Gospels, he says that what comes out of the heart is what makes a man, what makes a person defiled, not what they put within themselves. And so when we think about what a person does, that is the evidence of who they actually are on the inside. And that's the message that Paul is trying to get across here. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. So he's saying, if you see a person or anybody, you yourself, if you are living according to the flesh, then your mind is set on the flesh. So whatever you are doing on the outside is who you truly are in your mind and your spirit and heart. But he goes on and he talks about the Spirit. He says, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So it's a parallel here. He's saying that on one side, you have those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. And on the other side, those who live according to the Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So those who are living according to the Spirit, they are living righteous and holy lives according to God's law. Then we know by the evidence of their life that they are walking in accordance with the Spirit of God. No person who has been truly radically changed by God and His Holy Spirit will continue to live in the flesh. Now, don't get me wrong, no person will ever be perfect. No person has ever been perfect except for Jesus. No Christian will ever be perfect. But the point of what Paul is saying is that Christians, when they truly are regenerated, they're transformed, when they truly experience this life change, there is a life change. We can't say that we have experienced a life change unless our lives are changed. It's not just words on a page. It's not just words that come out of our mouths. It is action. It is activity in what we are doing. It's how we live our lives. It is the fruit of our lives. And then even going into verse 6, he puts more clarity into these ideas of the flesh and the spirit. He says, for to set the mind on the flesh is death. Man, that's very intense language. To set the mind on the flesh is death. That is intense language. But he doesn't leave it there. He doesn't say that this is the only option and everybody is going to experience this. He doesn't leave it there. He then says, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. So it's not like we are forced to live according to the flesh and we have no other choice. We have a choice. We have a decision that we can make. We can accept God's gift of life transformation and we can live according to the spirit and have life and peace, or we can reject his gift of Jesus Christ, live according to the flesh, and we will experience death, not only physically, all people will experience it physically, but spiritually as well. This is heavy, heavy stuff right here. Don't miss this. This is decisions that have to be made. These are decisions that have to be made by each individual person. You either accept the gift and live according to the spirit, or you deny the gift and live according to the flesh. And if you think you have accepted the gift of Jesus Christ, but your actions are proving that you are not living according to the spirit, you might want to double check if you have actually accepted the gift. And I don't say that to be condescending. I say that simply as a compassionate warning. I don't say that to on a high horse. I check myself every day. I want to make sure that I'm walking according to the Spirit and obeying God, because there has been a life change within me. So Father, I pray that you would help us to make this decision according to your word that glorifies you. I pray that you would strengthen us, comfort us, and I pray that you would help us to walk according to the Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.